Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on February 24th. In the wake of the fourth impeachment trial in U.S. history and the second in as many years, we look back to this day in 1869, when President Andrew Johnson became the first U.S. president to be impeached. Johnson faced 11 articles of impeachment from a Republican Congress angry at his handling of the Reconstruction, which included almost total amnesty for ex-Confederates, a program of rapid restoration of state status for the seceded states, and the approval of new local Southern governments, which were allowed to legislate so-called black codes that preserved the system of slavery in all but its name. Johnson's Senate trial ended in May, with his opponents narrowly failing to sway the two-thirds majority needed for conviction. Surprising fact, when the Civil War broke out, Andrew Johnson was the only senator from a seceding state who remained loyal to the Union. He went on to serve as vice president under Abraham Lincoln. Also on this day in history, in 1803, the Supreme Court decided Marbury v. Madison, confirming the concept of judicial review. In 1968, the Tet Offensive ended. And in 1991, the Gulf War ground offensive began. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
February 26th, 1917. It's still early days for the whole business of recorded music, and so in this 12th floor studio in Midtown Manhattan, the members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band are trying to get in formation. Most of the country has never heard of jazz before, and they've certainly never heard it played. But that is about to change. Today, why was jazz, an art form pioneered by black musicians, introduced to the world by an all-white band? And who were the true pioneers that didn't make the first jazz record?
I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.